program contains language or images of a frank or sensitive nature, which may be considered objectionable by some. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, you've tuned in to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, right here on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, dialogue, and music geared for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people and their friends. Here at After Hours, we may be diverse, but we have one thing in common. We are all out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of their closets. That means standing up for yourself, taking responsibility for your own life, and being proud of who you are. Realistically, we know not everyone can do that because of age, job, or frame of mind. That's okay. We're here for you too. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's edition of After Hours.
Hill, whoa. And we will be broadcasting live tonight from O Houston. Tonight.
And while he is working on the board, this is Uncle Ray. I'm sitting at this end, fixing to go to that end. As soon as we can get a signal from O Houston, we'll be rolling. Potter up and see what we got. There you go.
I'm dreaming tonight of the girls I love even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you stand below the mistletoe and share a nettle made. Christmas Eve will find us where it's
for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual.
We'll stand below the mistletoe and share.
castaways, and every year they keep coming around. Well, it's family time on the holiday. I'm supposed to like being with them, but trying to be the right kind of gay makes me wish they'd disown me again. I can't get away from commercialization. I don't want to be around prayer and libation. I hate the holidays, those sneaky rum canapes. I'm supposed to buy presents for lovers and friends to show them that I really care. But
okay, I want to do it right now. Hello, Houston. This is KPFT After Hours, and we are coming live from Oh Houston.
This together. Michael?
I'm here.
Hey,
how
you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, tell me about how you put all this together.
Well, it took a process of about 2 months. What we did is
yes.
We came out, we scouted a location in Montrose that was willing to have us. We came in, what we did is we came up here, we set it up a mobile studio upstairs.
Yes.
And we gave away tons of tickets. I mean, just millions of tickets. The place is packed.
It certainly
is. It is packed.
It certainly is.
And I think there's a line getting in the door. We got our art car out front. We got a mobile studio up here. The place is... It's moving.
It's moving. And we've got the whole After Hours crew with us tonight. We've got my counterpart, Chris Harrison, is here. Hey, Bobby's here. Merlin. Big Roy is here. David's here.
Happy holidays.
We even have the program director for KPFT.
Oh, yeah.
The program director.
The pheromones are killing me.
Finally got him into a gay bar. What do you know? What do you know? Anyway, I want to say hello out there to all my MBBs.
Oh,
I know they're listening. And we're going to bring you the excitement of a real live gay bar tonight.
Oh, yes. This is a historical first for After Hours.
Yes.
Never before in the history of this show have we been able to do a remote live.
That's right.
Like this.
Now, Michael, you've got a bunch of giveaways and stuff.
I've got tons of giveaways. And if you want to get something, you've got to be here at the club.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you a little bit of what we've got.
Yeah, please.
AIDS Foundation Houston, better known as AFH, has given us tons of hats. And, I mean, these are really nice polo hats.
They are. They are.
And they're free, of course, if you come up and say hello to me. You find me, and I'll give you one. Not only that, but...
Oh, he's scouting out for new boyfriends. I can see that.
I'm not scouting. Of course, let's give credit to the DJ here tonight. His name is Michael K., and he's given us his CD, Groovin', Movin', and Cruisin'.
Thank you, Michael.
And we've got plenty of those CDs.
Uh-huh.
And we've got just tons of other stuff. T-shirts.
Yes,
and,
we do.
Your favorite KPFT T-shirts.
Yes.
And tons of stuff from KPFT.
And you're going to be... running around the crowd, and you're going to be getting some kind of a local flavor here of what's going on.
I'm fixing to go down into the crowd right now.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to talk about some of the usual stuff we talk about at the beginning of the show. That's right. This is the Saturday, December 20th show, and it's certainly a first for After Hours. We've been on the air for over 16 years, and this is the first time we've ever done a live remote. Chris? Yes, you can. You just got back from a party tonight. How was that? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Dalton is here. Dalton DeHart.
Oh, yes. It's officially the game, man. Dalton
DeHart. Photographer to the stars. Everybody's favorite Joseph is here. You've got a big old bag of goodies there, I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Big Roy gets to have Nancy Ford sit next to her.
Yippee! Well, Nancy Ford, what are you up to tonight?
Oh, my God. I'm distributing condoms from AIDS Foundation Houston.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ho, ho, ho. And here's my annual Christmas gift to you, the bitchin' good nuts, you nuts.
I love your nuts, honey.
I know you're not the only one.
Nancy Ford has the best nuts in town.
You know that, right?
And I don't share them. I eat them all myself.
Oh, you're so stingy.
Who needs a safe sex kit from AIDS Foundation Houston?
How about everybody in this bar?
That's why it took me so long to get up here. It's a sea of latex down there.
Hey, right. That's what we like to see.
Where are the girls? Bring the girls.
Yeah,
home.
Where are the girls?
Deck we know our gay apparel, a latex.
There are a couple of women here. We are expecting Jewel.
Hooray!
Yes.
Not Jewel. Joan was at my show last night. Joan Devlin from Voices.
The Deck Show.
At the Deck Show inside, we did the Judy Garland Christmas special.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That must have been something.
Screened that show circa 1963. It was wild, honey.
Oh, my goodness. It was wild.
Liza had the first of her gay boyfriends.
Oh.
He was a choreographer. What were the odds? What were the odds?
That girl has certainly followed in her mother's footsteps.
Don't I know it? I love it. It was great fun, though. So what have you guys been doing here? What have I missed?
We just got on the air. Let me see one of those safe sex.
Have one of these safe sex kits.
Oh.
Look at this.
Something long and cylindrical.
That is an all-day sucker, honey.
It's a great, big, long, thick candy cane.
Yes.
Look at you. I know. We'll put this here.
Now, let's see. What all do we have in these safe sex kits? Will someone open one up?
Is anybody listening out there? I'm sure they all drive.
Everybody's listening.
We're broadcasting from Houston, down on Pacific Street.
Yes, we're having a fabulous time.
And this would normally be our annual Christmas show.
Let's see. We've got a couple of condoms. We've got some ID Glide. We've got, a Durex. We have instructions on how to use them.
We have instructions in case you don't know exactly all about how to use the condom.
And a little mint for afterwards.
And a little starlight mint.
Yes.
It never hurts to have good breath.
Yes.
Fresh, minty breath going in.
Yes, that latex can really give you bad breath.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
What else do we have up here?
Oh, my God. What's everybody
doing? Jimmy, you are missing it.
What am I missing?
Oh, what a hunk.
Well, bring that hunk over here.
Yes, let's bring this hunk over here.
I think we have a stripper in the house, Jimmy.
Beautiful
yes,
young man, scantily. He's definitely part of the show.
Very scantily.
Gotta take the dollar out.
Okay, this is KPFT in Houston. I think we just lost the feed from O Houston. Let me see.
In the scary zone. How long does it take you to shave your whole body?
It is.
That is just.
How long does it take you to shave your whole body that way?
I don't have to shave my whole body.
He doesn't have to shave. It's naturally smooth.
Oh. Not down there.
Not down there.
Because I'm thinking, my goodness, stubble would be such an issue for me.
Wow.
Remember when Bush used to be a good word?
I'm telling you, doing a show here can really break my wallet.
I know that, right.
But it is so worth it.
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
This man is so hot.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. The temperature just raised a good 20 degrees.
You have three sisters.
And Jules here.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jules here. And Daddy Ray made it.
And Ray Hill just walked in.
Just lost Jimmy. Look who's here, Jewel and Ray.
Ray and Jewel together. How you doing, Ray?
I am well. This is a radio show with naked men and Nancy Ford. I don't think I've got a room to get involved at all, but it looks fun up here. I left the station. Signal is good. Streets are safe tonight. Y'all come on out. That's the nature of the business. We're, for the first time in a long time, broadcasting remote from a Houston institution, a gay bar.
Yes,
in this case, O Houston.
Yes,
we only did that before when it was being raided. I want to congratulate Michael, Jimmy, and the crew for doing something very different in broadcasting and coming from the heart of where we have been for a long time.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. Back to you, Jimmy.
Ray, come here. Talk some more.
He's on his way over there.
Have you been out keeping the streets safe for us, honey?
You betcha.
I know you have. Hi, Jewel.
How am I supposed to get a peg over there?
Merry Christmas.
You're sitting right there. Okay. There you go.
You're sitting right there.
Can I hear myself on this?
Yeah.
I sure can't hear myself.
And Otis tells me, leave it right there. Otis, no. Yeah. Otis tells me that those mics, these are real mics. They can pick up for a long ways. Don't touch them. Yes. Right.
Cool. Boy, it was packed.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you just got a mother of his here. He's on his control tonight.
Yeah.
Set up for four people. However, Jewel and I, as usual, are cheating because we have enough seniority to pull that off. The governor in the crowd is Nancy Ford. She brought her wit, which is very dangerous.
Yes, it can be. And if you go to the...
full of condoms.
What? Oh.
Can you hear me now? It has to be up on top of it. Yes, I can.
Happy holidays.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
Okay.
Well, we got to fix that.
Okay. Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Switch them out.
Hold my rubbers.
I'm going to hold your...
She's got a bag of rubbers.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it. Are you handing them out at the door or what?
We are having too much fun here at O tonight. O located at Pacific Street.
Jimmy?
Yes.
O is located at 710 Pacific Street.
710 Pacific
In the heart
Street.
Of Montrose.
It certainly is in the heart of Montrose, I'll tell you that.
I'm walking downstairs right now, and the dance floor is packed.
Oh, good. That's what we like to hear. Are you going to do some giveaways?
Yeah, we're going to do some giveaways, and give me 5 minutes, and we'll be doing some giveaways, okay?
Okay, 5 minutes, and we'll be doing giveaways. So,
excellent idea.
Yeah,
there we go.
I was explaining earlier before I actually caught a mic that gay bars have been an institution in the gay community for as long as I can remember, and that's been a hell of a long time.
And this show has been on for 16 years.
This show has been on for 16 years.
As I was telling Jay, that just because we're on and they're open on Saturday nights is no reason that we should be mutually exclusive.
Absolutely, absolutely. The only other time that I think KPFT microphones were in a gay bar was way back when Fred Pius was alive. Someone called from the old locker and said the place is being raided, and we hooked up some microphones, so we ran down there and hooked them up to the telephone, and we're live on the old Wildenstein show, and I stepped up to the officer with a microphone in my hand. I said, "Officer, we're broadcasting live on KPFT. What is going on here?" And he looked at the microphone, looked at me, and said, "Well, we were just leaving."
And those days are over, thank God. Now, when we
do live remotes. It's a celebration.
Actually, right. It was an officer that helped me up the stairs out front. He recognized a crippled old man when he saw one and took advantage of giving me usherance up the stairs. If I'd have fallen, I would have fallen into blue arms.
Oh. It wouldn't have been the first time, I'm sure.
Well, no, I'm sure not. Jewel, I'm glad to see you can make it
over. Oh, I'm so sorry
here.
I'm late. I'm so sorry, man. There's no parking for like a mile around.
Oh, I know it. I
even had my $5 out the window waving it, but there was no $5 spot.
No.
This place is the place to be tonight.
That sure is. It sure is.
It is terrible out there.
Michael's downstairs. He's getting ready to do some giveaways.
All right.
I'll hear when he's ready to do that.
Will there be a beep in your ear or something?
There'll be something in my ear.
And, of course, all of this is being engineered by none other than KPFT's generous and wonderful program director, number two in charge, Otis McClay.
Yes.
Is also on the side of thespian.
Yes.
Now, nobody can understand what he says, so they think he says lesbian, too.
Yeah,
so
that's right. That so, hey, that works. That works. Jewel, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I forgot your Christmas present at home. I'm so disappointed. I think you love them. I can't wait for you to see them.
I spent
gobs of money on it.
I've never had so many flash bulbs go off in my face at
it's
one
nice.
Time.
It's like, you know,
that's incredible.
That's what it's like to be a real media star.
Oh, is that it?
That's it?
I don't know. It's just too much fun going on in this place tonight.
Well, I'm going to swap out again with the irrepressible, wonderful editor of the Texas Triangle.
Yes.
None other than the great and famous, talented, and gorgeous Nancy Bort.
And available.
Very available. Very available.
Yeah.
By the way, I am reasonably single and reasonably available.
Okay.
All right.
And he's going downstairs to look for some brown-skinned fairies.
And speaking of downstairs, I am downstairs right now.
All right.
And I've got a guy here. What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, and I've got a great gift for you. I've got a CD from DJ Michael K, but I just can't give it to you. You've got to win it. So in order to win it, you're going to have to tell me the whistles are going. You've got to tell me what call letters are our station's call letters and what's our dial tone. Okay, can you tell me that?
Sure. 90.1 KPFT.
Hey, you just won yourself a CD. Back to you, Jimmy.
Right. He knows his KPFT. He knows his KPFT. Nancy Bort is back, and we were talking about the Dex Show, but we never mentioned that it's at 1415 California every Friday night.
That's right. The same fine people who, hi. I'm the same. I love you, too. Oh, stop that. You're not a fool. You're not a girl.
But he's cute.
He is cute, though. Yes, every Friday at 1415 Bar and Grill, I do a little show. Come out, have dinner, have drinks. It's going to be great fun.
Yeah. Dinner and drinks, and what time does it start, Nancy?
8 o'clock Friday.
Yes.
And like I said last night, we did the Judy Garland Christmas special. We're going to start doing dinner and a movie once a month, every month, once a month.
That's nice.
It'll be great fun. It's kind of oh, there's Jay. Hi. Jay Allen, our daddy.
We're seeing all kinds of folks tonight.
I know.
It's great.
Time.
It's great.
Hobnobbing with the near
face. I never knew it'd be this much fun. Plus, you can smoke on the air.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I came up the stairs. I can smoke on the air. You know what I can't do, though, and I'm going to have to know.
What?
Masturbate?
In the new, wonderful Bar O in the Montrose, where's the ladies' room?
Oh, that I don't know.
Uh-oh. See, I didn't think you would.
No.
Didn't they give you your own dressing room?
They didn't give me a map when I came in the door.
A nice suite with a nice fruit and cheese tray.
Oh, how sweet.
You know, I used to come to this bar many, many years ago when it was something else. I can't even remember what
the
it
barn.
Was. Was it the barn?
Yes.
When we used to go over here with Switchboard?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Boy, it's changed a lot. I mean, it has really changed a lot.
Is that where Keoki Kona played? Remember him?
I know the name, but that's about it.
Oh, now I'm dating
myself.
We're
talking ancient times, though, coming over here to the bar for the Switchboard.
Yeah. Hell, I've been dating myself for years.
Another masturbation.
There you go.
But, you know,
What kind of music are we doing tonight?
We are doing
all of this?
The music from this club.
Okay,
and
so
it's in the background.
Okay, it's a veritable dance party.
That's what this is all about. This is what this is all about.
And this is the quiet bar we're in.
And this is the quiet bar.
The other one is the blue room downstairs. Did you see all the blue and the...
No, I missed that. I didn't get a chance to.
What is that? Like fabric or something everywhere.
What did you take before you came in?
Oh, you know me.
It's blue and pretty
and
fabric.
You know me.
I walked in and they
silly
just...
Girl.
There was smoke down there, too. I saw
Don't
smoke
do
when
drugs.
Very often.
Really?
So, how's the Triangle doing?
Thank you for asking. Triangle is fabulous. We just came out with our best of issue.
Yes, and I noticed we made a big announcement on the air. KPFT was mentioned twice.
Yes, indeed.
Twice. Oh,
your favorite gay-friendly radio station.
That's right.
Plus just your favorite radio station in general. It's
That's
not
right.
just the gay stuff.
Right.
We tune into KPFT.
That's right.
90.1 FM.
That was fabulous.
Yeah,
absolutely fabulous. Must be making progress somewhere.
Oh, well,
we're getting back to the old format. I think we lost a lot of people of the new format. Now we're getting back to the old one. More community, more grassroots.
Either that or Jack stuffed the ballot box.
That's right.
All the writing, all the handwriting on the Texas Triangle ballot did kind of look the same.
Yeah.
But we didn't check it for DNA. So
okay, good.
Who knows? A lot of people love you guys.
Yeah.
So we're happy to give it to you.
We let Dibo count.
Yeah.
Dibo.
Yeah.
The people on the counting.
Now you're scaring me.
Oh, I'm scaring me, let me tell you.
Girl.
I'm a little worried about that myself. Wow.
I'm moving to Mexico.
And they have sexy videos up on the wall.
I was just looking at that.
That's what I was looking at.
Oh,
looking at so hard.
Sometimes I would give anything to be a gay man.
What were you doing a while ago? I couldn't see. I was in the back here.
I was stuffing dollar bills into a stripper's underwear.
Just move the mic.
Okay.
Okay.
No following the mic, honey. Leave it to the man.
Well, I can't hear me. Oh, that's better. Now I can hear me. So it's difficult to tell what's going on. Nancy just asked me, what was you asking? What are we going to do?
I had a man on my lap for a little while. I've had this guy on my lap for a little while.
Oh, I noticed that. Who was that guy?
That's Brett.
That's Brett.
Ooh.
He was our ride here tonight.
And now you're his ride.
Tell him he can come sit on my lap if he'd like.
I'm sure we'll let him.
Where did he go?
Oh, he's over there with Joseph. We got to the end of that.
They're friends.
Yeah, I'll bet they are. I know what kind of friends they are.
Never mind.
Nancy was just asking me what we were going to do tonight, said, I don't know, I'm more confused tonight than I usually am.
You know, you're not the only one.
Well, it's nice. You know, it's kind of even more spontaneous than it usually are.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I don't know about you, but I'm recruiting. I'm be a whore in 2004. That is my motto. Any single lesbians within the sound of my voice, get yourselves over to O, Club O on Pacific Street.
Actually,
please.
I saw
Would you please
lesbians
come
right over to the bar a minute ago.
Well, then where are they?
Some really cute ones.
Here's my type.
Hey, Jimmy.
Are you breathing?
Yeah, Michael.
I'm downstairs right now with Gina, and we're dancing.
Come on up. We're in the upstairs.
Gina.
What?
Gina wants to say hi to her lover.
We're having a live remote. Here comes somebody. Somebody downstairs is coming up, I believe, to talk to us.
No, Michael is talking with Gina downstairs, and she's saying hello to her lover. Sorry.
Oh, that's real sweet.
Yeah.
It's so nice to be without a girlfriend around Christmas time. That's wonderful. Remind me of all the happy couples downstairs on the dance floor.
Oops.
Searching for the mistletoe belt.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is fun. How often are you going to do this? I know. Oh, this is the beginning of like a big, radio in your face tour. This is like the very beginning. What's that?
Yes, yes. We're going to be doing more and more of this because it's so much fun.
Well, sit on my face radio. What is it?
Hey, if it works.
I'm excited.
Get that stripper up here.
Something
you can sit on my
face.
I haven't been in a bar in 3 years.
It hasn't changed that much, has it?
3 years. No.
Yes,
no, actually,
it has.
Actually, it has.
Strippers are good.
Yeah.
I agree. You want me to go get another stripper?
Oh, my God. God, oh, yes. I don't know if I can stand
it. I'm on my way. That is my first legitimate.
All right.
Is to get another stripper.
Can your heart handle it, darling?
When was the last time a stripper was bad?
I'm going to get one.
Have you been to EJ's?
They won't let me in anymore. I'm banned. I'm banned from EJ's.
Oh, that's chilly. Ed, we love you.
No, we do love Ed, but...
And I'm not really banned.
Keep your clothes on.
Yeah, some of those boys are... They
put on some hellacious shows, you'll have to excuse me.
They do.
Where are my drag queens?
I saw some drag queens downstairs.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Around. This bar is...
You know, big hair, the whole nine yards.
She's got a boyfriend.
This bar has something for everyone, doesn't it? Yeah.
And, oh, look, and it's Tim.
There's Tim Brookover.
Hey, Tim.
Tim is here.
Tim says this is his usual haunt.
It just opened.
What a joy this is, too. Gosh, look at all the faces.
Do I need to go get some more drag queens? Do y'all want drag queens?
Drag queens would be cool.
How can you have enough drag queens? You can never have too many drag queens.
Maybe we can find a drag queen stripper.
There you go.
Come back with
a lesbian stripper and make me a lot happier.
I was talking to a lesbian down there, and her name was Tina, not Regina.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Tina.
I'm going to find us a stripper right now.
So what's your favorite? Can I ask you something?
Sure.
What's your favorite news story of 2003?
Oh, easy.
Easy in June? Did it happen in June?
No.
What?
No, it's the new gay bishop.
Oh, that's your number one, the gay Episcopal bishop?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Not the sodomy law being overturned?
Well, people usually say the sodomy law when you know, in fact, that's what they voted for in Triangle, the number one best thing that happened to
you know, that's
this year.
A real toss-up then.
There were so many things. In June, we had the reversal of the sodomy laws in Texas.
Yes.
Then we had the gay bishop thing.
Yes.
When was that? October?
Yeah.
Then we had the Massachusetts marriage decision. My God, it's just...
This has really been our year,
Reuben
hasn't it?
Reuben lost one American Idol. I mean, it's been huge. It's been huge.
No, this really has been an incredible year. And looking back, you know, when we were teenagers or in our early 20s, did you ever think we would have this much freedom and equality?
I look at it a different way. I never thought I would live long enough to be pressured into marriage. Ever by a woman. By a woman, that is to say. But
are you talking about maybe a paternity test? Powerful spit, huh?
I know. Whoa. My little boys have a life of their own. But please, pick up a Texas Triangle next week. We're going to have our big year-end wrap-up.
Oh, okay.
Ann Rostow, our editor, is doing a huge overview. Uh-oh. It's going to be fabulous.
Great.
Oh my God, no drag
queen. Stripper.
I brought another
Jimmy,
stripper.
Oh, that was special for you.
There's a stripper with a towel around his wrist.
We've got a stripper.
Is that
towel.
A banana in his pocket? Is he just happy?
Here is another beautiful man.
This is for you, Jimmy.
Bye,
Merry
honey.
Christmas.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Brian.
His name is Brian.
Hi, Brian. I'm Aunt Nancy. Have
Aunt
a condom.
Nancy. And I'm Jewel.
I know you can
good
use
to meet
it.
You. Ooh, what a
give
grab.
That boy a condom.
I'm Merlin.
Right now.
Damn, if you're not down here, something's wrong with you, let me tell you, people.
Look, Jimmy's giving him money. I'm giving
everybody
him money.
Everybody is giving him money.
I thought he was giving me money.
We need to find a lesbian stripper for you.
Yeah, we need to find a lesbian stripper for me. Just a lesbian.
What are you asking for change? What are you doing?
Goodness, I saw China.
Is that a roll of quarters? Yeah, happy to see you.
That's what I said.
Goodness. You need to come down to O to take a look at what's going on.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
It is definitely boys. Liberation they, all over this
I could
bar.
Get so broke in this bar, you know it?
Oh, I got a feeling you broke it a long time ago. Long time ago.
Beautiful boys.
And he's got a cute butt.
Yes, he's got a cute
butt.
Everything.
Everybody was looking at everything else.
He has a cute everything.
Oh, what a night at O. Oh, my God, this is fabulous.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay.
Give me more in 2004.
What are you two women doing for Christmas?
I'm not doing a thing.
You're not. Oh, yes, you are. Come on, you have to do something. Your daughter doesn't expect you to do something?
My daughter went home
My daughter went to her mom's house.
Oh, then
my
you
foster
are
daughter.
Up.
Yeah, my foster daughter goes home for Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays.
Well, that's nice.
So
that's
it's kind of my
nice.
Vacation time.
Well, so, I'm going to Ohio to see my family.
You're
so
going up there to
oh,
the very
the
nice.
Snow, the land of the cold snow.
Oh. Whereabouts even, in Ohio? Like there's warm snow?
Well,
up by Toledo.
What up? Up well, up in the northeastern corner by Akron, Youngstown, Canton,
yeah.
Ohio. But even if it weren't snowing in Ohio, it would be cold, if you get my drift.
I got your drift.
My family's not a P-flag family, if you will.
Oh.
You know, are you in the same boat, honey? Oh, my God.
Oh, no. On Stephen's
oh,
parents.
You're Mr. P-flag parents?
Oh, Stephen. Major P-flag.
They have more gay pride than you do. So that's beautiful. Come sit down by
I've
us.
I've got to jump in. We've got somebody here that just
oh,
walked
who's
in.
Come to see us.
ABC's own Ed Brandon has
hey.
Came in. How are you doing, Ed?
Hey.
How are you? I'm doing good. I'm glad you made it.
Glad to be here.
That's good. Back to y'all guys. Oh, wait. Jimmy's coming over here.
Are you? Please.
Absolutely not.
Welcome to After Hours.
Thank you.
Somebody
here. Do not put a dollar in
somebody
his pants.
Somebody beloved. What? I said somebody from KPFT. Somebody beloved from KPFT.
No, it's Ed, the weather guy.
It's Ed, the weather guy.
Ed, the weather guy.
Ed Brandon, the weather guy from
Ed Brandon's here.
Ed, tell us what the weather's going to be like tomorrow.
Just like the guy.
It is kind of cloudy.
It's going to be a beautiful day in Houston.
Hello. That's the smoke.
Cool beans.
I'm telling you, yeah, I'm talking really, about near famous. Now we got famous.
My parents are really, really big P-flaggers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do they march in the parade and everything?
The past 2 years, my dad built the pride float.
Oh, they're fanatics then is
yes.
what they are.
They're great.
Beautiful. Well, I love my family and everything, but they're just not comfortable with my being the queen of the lesbians. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know either.
Please. Oh.
Hey, Jim.
Celebrities all over the place coming in.
I know it is. It's great. You can see everybody and anybody.
How are you?
And then some.
I know. Big Roy, what are you doing? You're walking around looking at the pretty boys.
Big Roy is
place
having
to do it.
Big Roy is having a ball or two
yes.
tonight.
The other court system.
Uh-huh.
Is getting together a group, and we're going to serve dinner at George R. Brown on Christmas Eve.
That's wonderful.
For the homeless. Yeah. Yeah, I've never done that. I've never done that, and I thought,
philanthropic.
You know, I can do that. I'm able to do that. So, I just thought that would be a great thing to do.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Maybe start a new tradition.
That's a nice way to do it.
Well, you know, we are, as a community, we are now so much more open, and we're out there, and I don't think we should isolate ourselves.
I agree.
I think we need to help our entire community out when we can.
You know, that reminds me, are there any gay folks? Thank you, Tim. Tim Brookover.
Love you.
From the community center.
The community center and Outsmart. Yeah, I know. But, you know, as I've often said, we are such a large community that not one media can cover it all.
That's right.
Tim covers.
Are there any gay? I was going to ask you. Are
yes.
there any gay floats in the Thanksgiving Day parade here in Houston?
Not that I'm aware of, but
I think that's something
we
need to.
Well, you know, come on, Rainbow's going
to do.
Rainbow's going to be in it, so
that's our gay
float. That's
it.
That's right.
Exactly. Next Thanksgiving, I'll be at my high school reunion back in Ohio.
Whoa.
The first one. I know, in November, at Thanksgiving.
Did they know you had a sex change?
You know, it's not till November. There's still time.
There's still time. That's right.
I haven't been back to my hometown for the holidays in 6 years.
The last
time I was there was for my dad's funeral. But
Whoa.
The one time that I even think about missing this, my hometown, is at Christmas. Because I remember what snow is. And I remember what it was like to have a foot of snow on Christmas Day. You know, on the ground to go play.
You were in the clubs in the 80s. You know what snow is.
Honey, I had I'd never been in a gay bar until 1990.
Did you hear one of the radio stations in town is promising $25,000 to somebody?
Yeah.
If it snows Christmas Day at Bush